10th of August, 1994, Valerie Lee setting out to record an interview with Mr. Eric Tolton.
Hello then. Right, now, do you mind telling me your name?
My name is Eric Tolton.
How old are you?
78.
So you were born...
1960.
1960. Would you tell me where you were born?
Well, my first memory was on May Road, but I might have been born in Cork Street because my father had a shop, tailor's shop, just inside Cork Street. And he was killed in the First World War. And they bought a house on May Road when it was first built up there. My first memory is I lived on May Road, and I'm not sure which of the two I was born, you see.
Can you tell me what number May Road?
166.
166. Was that one of the tall houses?
Not necessarily, no, it wasn't. It's corner of Dronfield Street. You know Dronfield Street? It was down to Eggington Street and East Park Road from May Road.
Yeah.
It was the first house round the corner on May Road.
Right. Yeah. Can you tell me something about your family background?
Well, of course, as I say, I lost my father in the first. I don't remember my father at all. But my mother was one of four children. The younger sister, my Aunt Evelyn, lived in Worthington Street. And the other two, the elder boy lived in Southampton, and the other one at Oswestry Street, actually. It was a shoe shop manager who moved around to Oswestry Street chiefly. Their parents, my mother's parents, my grandparents, the name was Davis, and they lived in Holland Road, number 10 Holland Road. My grandfather, I know, worked at Richards, Bungie Richards, the iron, one of the iron factors. But he'd been in the Marines. I understand he was one of the first to land in South Africa when the troops landed there. No keys or piers, it was a matter of getting out of the boat and clambering ashore.
Right. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I've got a sister who is 92 years old. She's still alive. She's recently moved into Aigworth House and Manor Road. Not settling in very well, as a fact, but 92 is quite a big age to move.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Can we move to the house on Mere Road? You say this is the first place you can remember. Can you describe the house?
Yes. You went in the front door, and there's the main room, which we call the front door, was on the right-hand side. You went down a reasonably longish passage with the stairs leading off to the right. You came to what we call the middle room, which is another fireside room. Then there was the kitchen, and then a back scullery. It was four rooms downstairs. Upstairs was a main bedroom and a long landing, because when I was in the Boys' Brigade and played the drum, I used to march up and down the landing, practising. It was a bathroom house, it was, which is quite unusual for those days, really. And there was a smallish yard, really. There wasn't a very big yard. I don't know, there's a lot more I can really say about the house.
How did you heat it?
Ordinary coal fires.
Yeah.
No other means of
it. Did you heat upstairs as well as downstairs?
I believe there were grates in the room, but I don't ever remember seeing a fire in any of them.
What about cooking?
It was a gas stove. Gas stove. There was one of the old-fashioned brick coppers in the back scullery, because eventually that was taken out and the modern copper put in.
When you say a brick copper, you mean one with a fire underneath?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Where you lit the fire and the water heated
it?
Yeah,
fill the room, the size of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have to fill it with water? Or
It had to be filled with water. It stood next to the sink, so...
Yeah.
I never
filled
it. Mum must have done that.
Yeah. What about, you said you had a bathroom. How did you get the hot water to the bath? Do you remember?
Well, it was parked up as a tap. And then, in the kitchen, that's right, there was a big cylinder. And of course the water was heated, the fire in the kitchen, there was a boiler at the back of it. I'm just wondering whether I remember prior to that, it was one of the old-fashioned fires with the boilers at each side of the fire, which you filled with water. But that was taken out, and a copper fire with a back boiler fitted. There was this big system, or whatever you call it, in the kitchen, in the scullery. The mortar, well, now that would supply the cold water, wouldn't it, to the boiler at the back of the fire, and which was then in turn, I suppose, boys. There was no pump, so it must have risen through, you know, natural way of hot water flowed into the tar.
Yeah.
But I don't remember any problems with the bath, not being able to get enough water or anything like that. It must have worked quite efficiently.
Yeah. Did you have, was it built with electric light or did it have gas?
No, that was put in later. I was only very young, but I vaguely remember the electric light putting in.
Do you remember what it was before?
Gas mantles.
Yeah. Could you remember where you bought, where you used to get the gas mantles from?
No. Because of a number of shops in Dronfield Street, I never owned anybody. And there's another shopping centre in Eggington Street. Quite honestly, as a young boy, I wasn't interested in the shopping side of things, you know, I'm not sure where anybody was.
Yeah.
Got the gas mantles from. Mm.
But just a question. Can you remember where your mother did her washing?
Oh, that was a day's job in the backyard with a dolly tub.
Was it? Yeah. Outside?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and a ringer.
Yeah, a big ringer, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, yes, that was my job sometimes to turn the handle on the ringer.
Yeah. I realise that you were very young during the First World War. Do you remember any of it?
No, I was in the middle of the war. The first thing I remember, my father was in hospital at Lewisham, I think it was.
Yeah.
And my mother took me down to see him. I don't remember the hospital, I don't remember seeing my father. But when I came out, there was a Vicar procession going by. And I can remember my mother lifting me up onto her shoulders so I could see this parade as it went by. And that's all I can remember that. And I was 2 years old then.
Life must have been quite hard for your mother then.
It must have been. I didn't realise it at the time, but it must have been. Because she was a tailoress. So she had to take in work, you see. But even so, it's still hard work.
Oh, you said your dad had a tailor shop.
Yes.
Did your mum work with your dad?
Yeah, they met, actually. There used to be a tailor's shop at the corner of Charnwood Street and Nedham Street, Davis's. And they were apprenticed there, and that's where they met.
Mm. And then...
So my mother's maiden name was Davis.
Oh, right.
And I don't know what the connection was with the Davis. Obviously, there was some relationship with the Davis of the tailor's shop, but that's where they met.
Mm.
And they set up business on their own. And what I gather from what my sister's told me, there was quite a struggle. She said, worked all hours, I never had any time for her. She's quite bitter about it, actually.
Is that so?
Mm. She's never had any time for her at all. Mm.
Sad.
Because people are building a business up.
Yeah.
And today, didn't they?
Well, yeah.
Well, I had a cousin on my father's side, and apparently it was a talk of all his side of the family. The old tram cars used to have an advertisement round the bend of the car at the front, and he advertised Tolton Tailors on this, you see. I think he got a big idea, actually, he went bankrupt. That's why he joined the army.
Oh, right.
He went bankrupt and he joined the army.
This is your uncle?
No, this is my father.
Your dad went bankrupt?
He went bankrupt, I didn't know, until many, many years later.
And joined the army.
And, as I know, my mother had to pay everything off later.
Right. Yeah.
But my father was one of, my Uncle Bill, my Uncle Jim, my Aunt Annie, my Aunt Emily, that's four. There's two went to America, one son married an Indian, lived in an Indian reservation.
In America?
In America, yes. Mm. And, but it was my uncle Jim. Well, when I went to try and look up some old records, my mother was married from Uncle Jim's house. And I met some Gary who sort of looked after things. Mm. And it was his son, eventually finished up living up here, and he's dead now. But when I was, late 20s, I should think, I went to see him and said, "Oh, yeah, I'm interested. I became a freeman. You come free when you're 21, you see, you take an oath in front of the Lord of Men, that sort of thing. I said I'd like to take more interest, and he got me interested in the actual Board of Deputies, you see.
Yeah.
And we kept in touch, and he came to live up here before I did.
Oh, right.
But he used to tell me, I learned quite a lot from him about things in the past.
Yeah.
About my father and that. Because my mother, it quietness, she wasn't one to talk about herself a lot.
No. She never married again?
Yes, she did eventually, yes.
She did.
Mm. She married, now then, a bit more history. My grandma had a younger sister. And she married Arthur Oswin. And she died reasonably early. And my mother, and I used to call him Uncle Arthur, he was really my mother's uncle, were quite friendly. And when the church rules were changed so that their relationship, they could marry, they got married, I think I was still at school. I should be around the 16 mark when they got married.
Mm.
But he was very good to me. He worked very well.
Right. Can you remember your first day at school?
Yes, I ran home.
You ran home? Where did you go to school?
Melbourne Road School.
Did you?
Then the entrance gate was in Berners Street, you see. And because I'd been brought up and never mixed with other children, and a lot of rough lads there, and I was guestive when it came to playtime.
Yeah.
The teachers used to sit on a small bench on one of the walls, and Penny Lou sat at the end. If it was one of the nice ones, I'd just go and stand around very near to her. But there was one teacher who said, go and play with the other children. And I ran out. I did that twice. And they started locking the gate after that. But my mother was a sort, as soon as I got home, she put a coat on and says, "Come on, you're coming back. I had to go back straight away."
Were the classes big? Can you remember?
It didn't strike me as massively big. It would have been 30.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first class. A lot of the time we sat on mats on the floor. And then round the wall there must have been a long bench-like thing, and the part, it hinged over to form a thing, so when it was sleeping time you put your arms up and put your head down.
So you slept during...
There were a period of time when you were supposed to sit quiet and say nothing and do nothing.
Right. Yeah. How old were you when you went to school?
Five.
You were five, so it would have been 1921.
Can you...
Is it possible for you to remember a school day, like from getting there in the morning?
Well, I don't know. I never did very well at school, not the early school, because a lot of the work was using your hands. Coloured papers, making models and knitting and that sort of thing. I'm no good at all of that sort of thing. And I didn't like school, to be quite honest. But I was fortunate enough, I was passed a scholarship. I was only second class, my mother had to pay, but I went to the City Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, first year I was top of the class every first 3 terms.
Mm.
So once I could do mathematics, history, geography and all that sort of thing, I was all right, but not handwork.
No. So you didn't really enjoy being in primary school?
No, I didn't.
Did you find it was strict? Did you like games?
Oh, it was strict, yes. Yeah, that's right, because I turned round and then go walking down the street. You had to march to your classroom, you didn't wander in like they do nowadays, you just form up and march. And as I turned round on the stairs, of course the teacher caught me, I got the cane for that.
Just turning round
as I walked down the stairs, yeah. Then there was another question. There was a girl, I can remember her name, Madeline Lewis. Because the girl sat one side and the boys the other, you see. And what did she do? She did something and I copied her. Of course the teacher caught me. Why did you do that? Madeline Lewis did it. Madeline Lewis put her hand in the fire, would you? Because I was such a cheeky lad, I says yes. I just stand in the corner for that. Oh dear.
Did you stay for school dinners? Do you remember? You went home.
Went home, yes.
And then back again in the afternoon.
Yes,
Did you do you remember doing PE at school or PT? I
don't remember, was it the elementary school? We might have done. We might have done just the, you know, arms out and back and jumping with your feet apart. So there's nothing. It was the first gymnasium, it was when I went to City Boys at 11. It was a proper gymnasium, rope climbing and wall bars and all that sort of thing. Yeah. I suppose there was, I think there was, vaguely remember something. But I don't know whether you call it PT, just exercising your arms and legs a bit.
Yeah, quite likely, yeah. Let's just think. So if we move on out of school time,
yeah,
into what you did in your own time when you came home from school. Did you play out on the street?
I did. I played out of it, yes, because we used to play marbles and faggots.
What, cigarette cards? Yeah.
I don't know, remember lots of them. When I was 11, I joined the boys again at Wesley Hall because they were very good at putting on different activities. We used to go swimming.
Yeah.
It was quite a good lieutenant was for the organising thing.
Tell me what you did in the boys' brigade.
We did first aid because I got a first aid badge. And I joined the band and to play the drum. We went swimming. Did a certain amount of marching, left turn, right turn, what was it called? Because in those days, both the army and everybody marched in columns of four, not three like they do nowadays, you see. Mm. And you formed up in a double rank, and you had to do what's called form four, one step back and to the main four columns, you see. So that took a lot of practice, and a lot of time was spent doing that. Actually, it was through the boys' brigade, we formed a class at St John's Ambulance in Seymour Street, isn't it? Off Sparkenhoe Street. Well, it's still there, I imagine it is.
Seymour Street is there, I don't know whether St John's is still there.
No, I don't know whether St John's is still there. We used to go once a week to a class there and did ambulance training.
So this would have been about 1927, something like that?
Yeah, 1927 to 30. Yes.
Did the boys' brigade march through the streets then?
Yes. I don't know whether once a month they had a parade to Wesley Hall. We used to meet in Ashford Street. I don't know what... you wouldn't know Adcock's, the tripe shop. The corner of Ashford Street and Green Lane Road. We used to meet there, because both the Adcock boys are in the boys' brigade. Yeah. And we used to meet there once a month, and occasionally there was a battalion parade through the whole of battalion of the city, and went down to different churches. Oh, yes. And actually, that has reminded me about something, because I went for piano lessons. And in the boys' brigade, there was young lad played the violin, and whereas one of the Adcocks played the banjo, and I'll play the piano, you see. So we formed a little dance band, and we used to go down to the tripe shop, Adcocks, for band practice, you see. And,
did you ever play for parties and things like that? Or did it just be your own pleasure?
Occasionally, concerts at the chapel, sort of thing, that type of thing. I went to, it was Humberston Road Chapel, Newby Street Chapel. But what used to fox me, I mean, I could play the piano, what I knew, but there was one, I can't remember where it was now, but there was a girl to do some dancing, and she plonked some music in front of me, and I couldn't see her, and she didn't make any noise in the dancing. I was absolutely lost. I don't know what she thought of me. Oh dear. But yes, that was another activity.
Where did you have your piano lessons?
A man named in Fairfield Street. Oh, he formed an accordion band. He's still alive. What was his name? I think he was in charge of Yes, he worked at Carvings. When I first went to him to have music lessons, he worked for the railway. Don't know what he did, but he worked on the railway. Then he obviously got an occupation in the musical line. What his name was? It'll perhaps come to me later on.
Yeah, never mind.
Because they had a last recording band only 18 months ago across at the church hall in. And the ladies that go to the church, they asked me if I'd like to go, and I went. And I spoke to someone there. There was a man, one in the boys' brigade that took to accordion. I forget his name now. And there's this Mr. What's the music teacher. And I asked the chap that led the band there if they still had anything to do with the band. And I think they were both still alive. But they'd quarrelled and split apart, you know, this happens, isn't it? It's a regular thing when you get organisation. Buzz a bit, something like that on my mind. Just a buzz a bit.
Okay, perhaps it will come back. Yeah. Let's go back to, did you, to Wesley Hall and the Boys Brigade?
Yeah.
Did you go away on camps or holidays?
We went to camp every year, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Skegness is a role.
Yeah. Did you go on to Canvas?
Oh, yeah. The first camp I went to was a joint camp with Newby Street. And it was at about 12 to the 10 then, about 10, and it was crowded. And I got cramp in my leg. And I never had cramp before, and it set hard, you know. I thought my leg had broken, you know. But one of the boys, he said, no, he said, Robin, he got up and rubbed my leg because the feeling came back. And I still get cramped now.
Mm. Were you a member of the Boys Brigade for long?
About 5 years, I should say. I think it was 11 when I joined. And I was still at school. About my last year, I was 16, I think. Oh, no, I might have been a bit older. I joined the... I got interested in girls. And I joined the Labour Party League of Youth, which met in Newark, 29 Newark. That's where I met my wife. And, my mother was in the Co-op Women's Guild at St Hilda's Church. And there was a lady there, a Mrs Blewett. And she said to my mother, would your son take my daughter with him? Because she's interested in politics and this sort of thing. I said, yes, I'll take her. I'd seen her about it, but I'd never spoken to her. About my age, Dorothy Blewett. So I took her, and she took up with a pal of mine, you see, Ken Shilcott. She's now Mrs. Shilcott. They still send me Christmas cards, the two of them. And I said, I'll pick my wife up and go. That's how it all started.
Yeah.
And that when all this was going on, of course, I wasn't interested in the boy as a guy. That had to go for Burton.
Yeah.
But one of my friend that I joined with, Alec Chambers, he think he became a sergeant after I left. He was just... Now, there's another funny relationship there. Alec Chambers lived in Mansell Street. Now, his mother's sister married my mother's brother. So we both got a common aunt and uncle, and their son was a common cousin, you see. But we were no actual blood relations ourselves. We piled up together, you see. We used to go by, used to do not cycling in the teens.
Yeah. Where did you cycle? When you...
We went to Oswestry Street, where my cousin lived. We went to Oswestry too. We went to Southampton. And apparently Kettering was a regular Saturday visit, didn't they? Because they had a cycle track on the, Kettering.
You cycled all the way?
Yeah, yes. We joined the Youth Hostel Association, used to go and stay at nice different places, some proper cycle. Then again, once I started courting, my wife couldn't cycle, couldn't buy it, so used to do hiking.
Right.
I've got a photograph there. It's a midnight hike. It's Blake's Hay Farm, I think it was.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say that I went over on my bike the next morning and met her there. Because my other friend, Ken, that married Dorothy, he used to cycle as well, you see. He came to Southampton with me, seeing my aunt and uncle there, you see. But Alec used to do the majority of the cycle, I did with Alec. So.
When you were in your teens and interested in girls, what sort of entertainments were around?
Well, only going to the pictures and dancing. I couldn't dance anyway, so I only got to the pictures.
Where did you go?
Abington, in the cinema.
Field Road.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was, strange enough, one of the ladies up there, so you can tell the same story. Sunday night, we used to parade up and down the London Road, you know. All the youngsters, all the teenagers of Leicester.
Yeah.
Just imagine, you used to walk up, give the girls a glad eye, down here. She did the same, she met her husband doing it.
She?
Yes. He's dead now. Yeah. She lives only just across the road.
Yeah.
Have a laugh about it.
Were there any dance halls locally?
There was one over the fire station at Lancaster Hall, was it? The dance hall over the fire station people used to go to. There was one... What is it called? The Embassy? Over the Co-op on the Uppingham Road, just before you get to the... it's Uppingham Park, isn't it? What's the name of the park? Is it Uppingham? Ormiston Park. Ormiston Park. So we get to Ormiston Park.
Yeah.
Quite a big co-op.
Mm.
The room over that was a dance hall.
Right.
Of course, apparently the dance was going, but you didn't go there, Mother wouldn't. Why wouldn't let you go there?
Where was that?
Well, it's still on the Ormiston Road, isn't it? It's got a different name now, Palindy Downs.
Do you know what it's called now?
No, I'll stand waiting for the bus opposite to it. Well, I can't see. 73 bus, you know, the little mini fox bus up there. Mm. It's bang opposite. I don't want to. Somebody got killed down there not so many years ago and took the licence away from them.
Mm.
I think they've got it back now. But that was the main one, the Palladi Downs.
But if your mum wouldn't let you go, did it have a bad name then?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you remember, what about transport? Buses or trams or...
Well, it was a tram car, but it walked, more or less walked everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so I went to City Boys and lived on Mare Road. I never dreamt of going on tram car to school.
You walked?
Walked, and I came home for dinner and back again, yes.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would do it now.
Well, it amazes me. You're coming up from the town on the bus up the Alston Road, and school children get on the bus, and a couple of stops further on, they get off again. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Never dreamt of that sort of thing when we were young.
Can we, let's think, when did you leave school to start work? How old were you?
I'm 16. Yeah. It'd be 1932. Went to Miller Bromley's to save his row.
Say it again.
Miller Bromley's.
What did they make?
Sewing machines.
Right. Yeah.
Right at the top of the... Well, I say right at the top. It was at the top, because the houses had been built since then.
Mm.
The Savies Road, the east, off the East Park Road.
Yeah.
Yes, I worked there for 4 years. And I left. I went to... Well, where did I go from there first? In Warner Street. Spires, William Spires. That was another hosiery machine builder. And then I left there. Went to Cannon and Stokes, which was in Olsen Street, off St Saviour's Road at the bottom, runs parallel to East Park Road, about the first street along.